आकाशवाणी ईटानगर, द न्यूज रेड बाय प्रेम शर्मा। इंडिया एंड पाकिस्तान हैव अग्रीड टू स्टॉप फायरिंग एंड मिलिट्री एक्शन विद इमीडिएट इफेक्ट। फॉरेन सेक्रेटरी विक्रम मिस्री मेड एन अनाउंसमेंट इन दिस रिगार्ड इन न्यू दिल्ली। ही सेड दैट द पाकिस्तान डायरेक्टर जनरल ऑफ मिलिट्री ऑपरेशंस इनिशिएटेड द कॉल फॉर सीज फायर दिस आफ्टरनून, आफ्टर विच डिस्कशंस टुक प्लेस एंड अंडरस्टैंडिंग रीच। He said that during the talks, it was agreed that both sides would stop all firing and military action on land, in the air and sea. Instructions have been given on both sides to give effect to this understanding. Mr. Misri added that Director General of Military Operations will talk again on 12th of this month.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I have a very brief statement to make. Following that, as you know, there will be a briefing by my colleagues from the military. The Director General of Military Operations of Pakistan called the Director General of Military Operations of India at 15:35 hours this afternoon. It was agreed between them that both sides would stop all firing and military action on land and in the air and sea with effect from 1700 hours Indian Standard Time today. Instructions have been given on both sides to give effect to this understanding. The Directors General of Military Operations will talk again on the 12th of May at 1200 hours.
India's External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, in a social media post said that India and Pakistan have today worked out an understanding on stoppage of firing and military action. He said India has consistently maintained a firm and uncompromising stance against terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and will continue to do so. Indian Army Colonel Sofia Qureshi, briefing media in New Delhi, said that Indian armed forces dismantled Pakistan's offensive and defensive capabilities. She said India's operations have been aimed exclusively at terrorist camps and facilities being used for anti-India activities. Colonel Qureshi added that no religious sites have been targeted by the Indian armed forces. She said that Pakistan claimed that it damaged our S-400 and BrahMos missile base with its JF-17, which is completely wrong. She added that it is also misinformation that India's airfields in Sirsa, Jammu, Pathankot, Bhatinda, Nalia and Bhuj were damaged. She asserted that India is a secular nation and its army is a very beautiful reflection of the constitutional values. India today declared that any act of terror in future will be considered as an act of war against India. It further said it will be responded to accordingly. Earlier on Saturday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and three services chiefs. NSA Ajit Doval also attended the meeting. The meeting took place at his residence in the national capital amid India's retaliatory action against Pakistan. Governor K.T. Parnayak convened a Sarvadharma meet at Rajbhavan today to promote unity and clarity in the wake of Operation Sindoor, India's recent counter-terror mission. Calling on the people of Arunachal Pradesh, particularly religious leaders, the governor urged everyone to remain vigilant against misinformation and to continue fostering communal harmony. He expressed confidence in the wisdom and unity of the people, urging them not to be misled by rumors or divisive narratives. He said, "Every citizen must be well-versed about Indian armed forces." The governor also praised the unwavering patriotism of Arunachalese, recalling their steadfast support to the armed forces during the 1962 Sino-India War. He said that the spirit of nationalism runs deep in Arunachal Pradesh. It is this enduring spirit that continues to make the state a proud and integral part of the nation. The Metrical Center Itanagar today forecast that Kamle, Lower Subansiri, Pake Kesang, Papumpare, Tawang, East Kaming, West Kaming, Lower Subansiri, Longding, Tirap and Changlang districts are in yellow alert zone. These districts will receive thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain, very likely at isolated places. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.